Hello, good evening, listeners. This is Spirit Matters with Rena and yours truly, your host, Rena Comer. Thank you for your support and tuning in to the broadcast. Our broadcast and today is titled Kingdom Journaling. Kingdom Journaling. Spirit Matters with Rena is designed with the kingdom in mind to empower your life with words of wisdom and understanding towards kingdom living now in the earth. Amen. But first, let me say happy Easter to you. Thank God for Easter. He has risen. Amen. He has risen. And I hope that everyone had an opportunity to be with their family, whether it was virtual or in the home, just to commemorate and honor and remember the resurrection of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for his love, his kindness towards us. And only because of him, we can be who we are. Amen. But because Christ resurrected, that means that he is alive and he's living among us. And one that we could have conversation with daily, walk with him daily, spend time with him daily, and most importantly, be in relationship and covenant with him, because he is truly a friend and a confidant. And Jesus is alive. And the thing about what I'm talking about today, kingdom journaling, is one way that we will honor him and record and respond to what he is saying. It helps us to develop a true relationship with a living God, removing all our idols and including ourselves, as a matter of fact, and in honor with what he is saying to us and what he is saying on the earth and what is going on in the earth, because it is truly about him. Amen. It is an honor that he would even lend his voice to us and spend time with us. So the question I would ask of you today as I begin to share about our topic, kingdom journaling, is, are you having a hard time being consistent in spending time with God? I know that sounds like a crazy question considering all of us are quarantined in some way or fashion, but I just want to take some time today because the purpose of this broadcast is to share some practical and key concepts on how we can develop consistency and insistency in spending time with God. And I will share how kingdom journaling, because there's a difference between journaling and kingdom journaling, but I will share how kingdom journaling is an effective way to partner with God. And God blessed me to actually publish a book called Daily Journal, 21 Days After My Encounter. And I'm going to just give that to you as a tool, just as information that you can use that book or Daily Journal as a way to help you to develop a lifestyle of prayer. Not a prayer life, but a lifestyle of prayer. Now, it's named Daily Journal, 21 Days After My Encounter, and it's $7.99. It's now on Amazon. And it can be used as an individual daily journal, or it can be used with a prayer group to come together and see how you all are hearing from the Lord and what the Lord is saying on the earth, preparing the church for his arrival. Now, people probably ask, well, you're saying 21 days after my encounter, what does that mean? Well, the subtitle, 21 days after my encounter, is based on the fact that it takes 21 days neurologically to establish a foundational habit. Why not develop a good habit spending time with our Creator, the Father, the lover of our soul? And my hope and belief is that during those 21 days that you go ahead and purchase that book, if you choose to, but if not, you can do your own 21 days on a piece of paper. But doing your 21 days of kingdom journaling, you will have a transformational face-to-face encounter with God, because his presence with you will be a supernatural transformation of the mind. There's no way that we can have a face-to-face encounter with God and it's not a supernatural transformation, not only of your mind, but of your heart. And it will give you the revelation far beyond the information that you know about him. So the practical key concepts key concepts that I will share today will also provide you with spiritual tools to help you develop a lifestyle of prayer. So let me begin by saying this. Kingdom journaling is different from this world's way of journaling. Just using the word kingdom tells us that there is a difference. The world's way of journaling does not center or focus around the kingdom of God and our Father. So the thing about kingdom journaling is that it places you with a focus on the Father and about the Father's business about the kingdom of God. Amen? So in kingdom journaling, you are literally exchanging your will for His will. So that is a difference as well. So let's go ahead and get started. What is the purpose of kingdom journaling? The purpose is to record what God is saying and how God is operating in the earth. That is the purpose. Okay, it's not like listing a list of daily activities or things that you just went through the day. It's about what God is saying and how God is operating in the earth for us to record that and respond to it. Now, based on what that purpose is, here are eight practical key concepts that I want to share with you. Okay, so let me bring up my document and make sure. Here we go. The first practical key concept is number one, we have to get actively engaged. We have to get actively engaged. What that means is that actively engaging in kingdom journaling helps to develop a lifestyle of prayer and to develop as a kingdom leader. Because in doing kingdom journaling, it helps you to develop as a kingdom leader. The leader of a world is there's some differences than basically the leader of the kingdom, because it's upside down thinking. It's not the same thinking, because in a kingdom leadership, you're a servant leader. Okay, so the first key concept to be an effective partner with God in kingdom journaling is active engagement. When you are actively engaged, you give it your full attention and you get fixed on being consistent and insistent as well as intentional. To do anything consistently, you have to be intentional. So the reason why I believe we are not consistent today as we should be is that we seem to forget that the Holy Spirit is our helper. We seem to forget that He empowers us, that He helps us. So there are times when I have good intentions and still not follow through. I literally have to ask the Holy Spirit to help me, because He is our helper. And John 14 and 26 would give you more information about that, okay? John 14 and 26. The second thing that I would say that will help us to effectively partner with God in kingdom journaling is to be still. There's a good book that I call him my spiritual mentor. I don't know if he realizes that, but he really is to me. And he had me borrow a book to read, and it's called The Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice by Mark Berkler. It is an excellent book, and one of the things that he lists as the four keys of hearing God's voice is stillness. Not just a physical stillness, but an inward stillness. Stillness causes us to look up and not look out, to not be distracted about what's going on around us, but to be fixed. That doesn't mean we're ignorant of what's happening around us. But if we look up, we will get wisdom on how to deal with what we see when we look out. When we are still, we fix our eyes on Him, on Jesus. We don't like to be still for some reason. Some of us may need to be what I really felt I heard is in a spiritual timeout. Now, spiritual timeout. Now, some may see that as a punishment, but the way how I look at it with kingdom eyes, it gives you time to reflect and remember. And most importantly, it gives you time to be still so you can hear. That's the reason why some children go in timeout, because they're not listening. They're not behaving. They're not being obedient. Their response is not a response of obedience. However, it turns out for their good. So as a child of God, taking that from the practical to the spiritual, as a child of God, I suggest that we get still before God, because we don't want God to get us still. We are in a time where God is telling His church to consider their ways and be still in Him so we can carry out His will in the earth, not ours. Read the book of Haggai. It's only two chapters. And Haggai 1 and 5 says, give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. Amen? So we cannot give good thought unless we are still. We can't be all over the place. So that's the second one, is to be still. So the third thing, so we can be effective partners with Kingdom Journaling, is exchange your will for His will. Luke 22 and 42 and Mark 14 and 36 will give you reference to exchanging your will for His will. Because when you're journaling, simply ask for the Lord, what is your will? What would you give me, Lord, to share? What will you give me to do? What do you want me to pray? As a matter of fact, we could ask God, how are you feeling today? And let me share something with you, because I actually asked God that question in my prayer time. And I said, God, what is on your mind? And He literally said to me, quote unquote, my people. He said, that's who's on His mind, is my people. He said, pray that their hearts would not be hardened towards me because of the virus, but especially those whose families have died and they believed in me. For I wish that none should perish. Now, let me tell you, God speaks to us, and if we would ask Him what's on His mind, He'll tell us. So let us develop an ear to hear Him and work with His plans. That leads me to the fourth key component of us partnering with God in Kingdom Journaling. The fourth one is, ask God, what are your plans? We should ask God, what are your plans that we may fit into His plans for us? Jeremiah 29 and 11 reminds us of that. I could tell you one thing. Any plan that He has for you or me will be connected to the entire body of Christ. And yes, sometimes it looks big, and that's correct, because our mind is too small to hold such a great God and His thoughts. Amen? It's about us fitting into God's plan, not God fitting into our plan. Someone once said, and it actually was my pastor as he was talking, he said, Pastor Witt said, maybe the reason why you don't have answered prayers is because you're still stuck on your own dream. Now, that is something to chew on. Was it his dream or your dream? God's process includes us, but is not about us. As we develop an ear to hear His voice, as my pastor taught, what you hear is correct, but it is not complete. 1 Corinthians 13 and 9 says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. And what He tells us will connect us to the body of Christ to carry out His will for the body. It's not about our books. It's not about our anointing. It's about writing His books and Him gracing us to put our names on it. Someone gifted me, which again is my spiritual mentor, he gifted me with a book that was called God's Generals by Robert Liardon. I don't even know if I'm saying that right with my Caribbean accent, but it's L-I-A-R-D-O-N. That's another good read. It talks about ministry with Katherine Kuhlman, Smith's Wigglesworth, William Seymour, and many other generals of the gospel. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work with God's power and with God's anointing, God's plan, and God's timing, not their own. It talks about why they succeeded and why some failed. So check that book out, God's Generals by Robert Liardon, L-I-A-R-D-O-N. Amen? So that's the fourth one. Ask God what your plans are for me and how you can fit into His plans. The second one, the fifth one is, allow Him to respond, then record. We have a way of having this monologue with God where we just say what we want, get up and leave, and He hadn't even had a chance to speak. God wants to answer us when we ask a question. And if you hear nothing, just wait. Either in that time, just sit and wait, or in time as the days go on, He will respond. He will respond with a picture, a word, a person, or directly from His word, but He will respond the way how He knows you can communicate. Kingdom journaling is a two-way conversation. That's also listed in Mark Bickler's book as one of the four keys on hearing God's voice. But kingdom journaling is a two-way conversation. Wouldn't that be strange if you called a friend and you started asking them questions? Then they would answer the question. You would answer the question for them and say, okay, I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. That person would be like, wait a minute, you didn't let me talk. That person would just feel so used. So I wonder, now let's transition that to the spiritual. I wonder how God feels. Better yet, if it's you, how would you feel? We serve a true and living God that breathes the breath of life in us. He's not a statue. He's not an idol. He's not a Ouija board. He's none of those things. If you're upset, don't you think he knows you're upset? Don't try to hide it from him. He loves when you're real with him. God can hear when you reveal. I've had God ask me questions. Even though I know he knew the answer, he would say, well, how does that make you feel? He knew the answer, but it brought healing and deliverance to me when I responded to the question. Sometimes his response to you will be a question. For example, God, do I really need to forgive her? He may say to you, have I forgiven you? So remember to write the question you ask when he responds to your question. Don't just put a response, but also write your question, because you will at some point be sent back to that journal to review, because reviewing is what helps to stir up your faith. So that was the fifth one, allow him to respond and record. The sixth one is, don't get stuck on information. Seek out for his revelation. That's the sixth way that you can actually partner with God when you're doing kingdom journaling. Revelation will stabilize and increase your faith. It would bring you to a place of a foundational stability. Kingdom journaling takes faith. Revelation is the rhema word from God that speaks directly to you. It prepares you for uncertain times. It prepares you even in good times, because you can have a good thing and mess it up because you're not knowing which way to navigate that. But God's wisdom will give you good navigation. Amen? So such things as, like my spiritual mentor taught me about, see through faith. See through faith develops your character, especially in these uncertain times. And that's the kind of faith where you're immovable, you're unshakable, and it's times like that that we're living in today, very uncertain. And since he is the author of our faith, wouldn't it be better to meet the author than to limit ourselves to only read about the author? So we serve a very relational God. So you need your own revelation for remembrance. Because remembrance of his word, remembrance of his voice will stir up your faith, especially during this time. So that's number six. Don't get stuck on information. Seek for his revelation. Number seven, kingdom journaling gets you in step with the Father. To get in step with the Father is to respond in obedience. Kingdom journaling helps you to create new steps of obedience. In your kingdom journaling time, God may tell you to do something, and the proper response is at times very timely. You have to be very timely. The Lord said something to me while I was journaling some time ago, and I needed to make that call, write that text immediately. I was concerned in the natural about the time, and oh my goodness, he said, do it now. Slothful obedience is as disobedience, meaning that you obeyed him by doing it, but you were slothful in your response. God looks at times for aggressive obedience. There's no grace in between. There's no gap. There's no bridge. There are times that we can miss the window of opportunity with him. He'll provide another one, but that doesn't mean that we didn't miss that one. God's grace is sufficient, but why work in grace when you can have the immediate blessing if we move in aggressive obedience? So imagine what greater reward we would get as a recipient if we moved with aggressive obedience. Your obedience will be in step with the Father, creating space for him to establish his divine will on the earth. Amen? The eighth and last one, the key component that can help us to partner with God in kingdom journaling, is Kingdom Journal develops kingdom vision. Kingdom vision allows us to envision God's vision, seeing things from God's perspective with his lenses, and kingdom vision gives us sight to see how God is advancing his will on the earth, seeing the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom. God develops our vision in different ways. So don't, because someone may share their time of God with you and how God shows them the mysteries and the secrets of the kingdom, he may not use it for you in that way. So seek your own revelation, okay? So some may have a sense of smell and see a picture. Some may have a feeling and see a picture. Some may see it as a video recorder before them, right before their eyes. And some may see it with their mind's eye. Nevertheless, God is willing to show his vision and reveal the secrets of the kingdom. Read Mark 4 and 11. And that would give you even more insight on the scripture of that. So I want to do a quick recap because we're getting ready to close. And again, we're sharing on kingdom journaling. And I would invite you, if you would like to purchase my book called Daily Journal, 21 days after my encounter, to use as your 21 day to get you back in step, to get you back into obedience with listening to the Master's voice, with listening to the Father's voice, getting back into relationship with him and developing a lifestyle of prayer. So the first thing I mentioned at the beginning of the call was, what is the purpose of kingdom journaling? And the purpose of kingdom journaling is to record what God is seeing and how God is operating in the earth. Bottom line, nothing deep, nothing heavy. I listed 8 practical key concepts that would help you to effectively partner with God in your kingdom journaling. The first one was actively engaged. You have to get actively engaged. You cannot play on a sport and not be actively engaged. You have to be. So when you read John 14 and 26, it talks about Holy Spirit being our helper, to help us to be actively engaged. He will bring all things back to our remembrance, because sometimes we have full intentions, but we just don't always follow through. So the first one is being actively engaged. The second one, to effectively partner with God with kingdom journaling, is to be still, be quiet. A good book, as my mentor mentioned, was 4 Keys to Hearing God's Voice by Mark Verkler, V-I-R-K-L-E-R. That will definitely help you to begin to walk in obedience. And in addition to that, make sure that you read the book of Haggai. It's only 2 chapters, because God wants us to be still so he can talk to his church. When he talks about in the book of Hosea about making sure that if my people, he talked about his people. He didn't say if the world would pray. He said, my people. Amen? So Haggai 1 and 5 says, give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. So let's be mindful. Be still. The third one is exchange your will for his will. Luke 22:42, Mark 14 and 36. It talks about letting thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not our will, but God's will. When we do kingdom journaling, we have to do an exchange. For our will, for his will. Number 4, ask God, what are your plans? Don't get caught up with telling God what your plans are and seeing whether or not he could fit it in. Okay? Ask God, what are his plans? Jeremiah 29 and 11 reminds us of that. And yet, sometimes when he shows us a plan is too big, that's because he looks at the body as one, as a unity. He doesn't look at us as body parts. He doesn't look at us separately. He's coming back for one bride. So God wants us to make sure that we find out his plan. What are your blueprints, God? See how we can build a foundation based on your foundation and not ours, which will be sinking sand. So look at 1 Corinthians 13 and 9, because know this, that when God gives us a plan, don't think that what we see is always complete or what we hear is always complete. What we hear may be correct, but it is not always complete, because according to 1 Corinthians 13 and 9, we prophesy in parts. We know in part. Okay? So don't get caught up and just go off the fly and decide, oh, this is what God showed me, and you go for it. Let God lead you each step of the way with his plan. The fifth one was allow him to respond and record. We cannot have a monologue. We need a dialogue. This is a two-way conversation. We have to have communication is a two-way conversation. Amen. Allow him to respond, then record. And make sure to remember to write your question that you ask him and then write the response that he gives. Six, don't get stuck on information. Seek for revelation. Do not get stuck on information. Information can beef your mind up. Revelation gives you remembrance and stirs up your faith. Revelation gives you see-through faith that builds your character for times that you need to be immovable and unshakable. It gives you that kind of faith that you need. See-through faith, not breakthrough faith, but see-through faith that builds your character. Number seven, kingdom journaling gets you in step with the Father. It gets you in step with a response of obedience. You're not slow and slothful in your response, but it creates space for him to establish his divine will on the earth. Number eight, kingdom journaling develops kingdom vision. God desires to tell us the mystery. He doesn't reveal that to everyone. He speaks in parables and with his word because it's his disciples that knows that. Mark 4:11 tells us that he desires to do that and reveal the secrets of the kingdom to us. So there are times that he will show us that vision, and don't think that your revelation of the vision is the same as everyone else. He deals with us the way how he knows that we will understand, know, and comprehend. So seek him for your own revelation and not offer the revelation of anyone else. So again, those are the eight key concepts that through my study with God and the word of God that I feel can effectively help to partner in your kingdom journaling. And as I mentioned earlier in this teaching, that kingdom journaling is different from the words journaling. It's not listing a bunch of things and activities that you do throughout the day. It's about God. It includes you, but it's not all about you. It's about God and what he's doing through us, to us, and we happen to benefit from it for us. Amen. But God is coming back for a unified bride, the body of Christ, not body parts, is one bride, not many brides. As we become whole, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, as an individual in Christ, it helps us to be more effective and unified for the body of Christ. Amen. So I only have 2 minutes left, but I just wanted to make sure that please continue to tune in. I'll be sure to send any updates or any broadcast, new things coming up with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, Tumblr, and those different social medias. I thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you tuning in on today. I pray that God will bless you, keep you, enrich you, empower you, and give you all that is needed that you would walk in God's revelation and relationship, and to not get caught up on the information that limits you to the revelation of God. So again, thank you for tuning in. May God bless you and keep you. Amen.